Welcome to Kids Because We're Up. This is Minkov Samach Dal, the halachos of a pidyon haben sif aleph. Here the Kitzur tells us that there is a mitzvah asay on every father to redeem his firstborn, a firstborn from the child's mother, with five shloim. Right, so he redeems him from the kohen with five shloim. It's irrelevant whether he's the father's firstborn. Technically, if a husband has a number of wives, he can have many pidyonei haben for every firstborn from that wife. Using our coins has to be enough. All of these coins that weigh at least 5 1/3 loit of refined silver. That's silver without any copper impurities. The 5 1/3 loit is something like 77.93 grams of silver. Now the minhag is to give something like 96 grams of silver. One is able to give something worth that amount of silver to the kohen. He can't use cash. That's just legal tender. It has to have something that has intrinsic worth of this amount of silver. You just can't use karka. You can't use land for this pidyon. You can't use a shtar. So we don't use banknotes. And the minhag is to make a suda for the pidyon haben. The Amshel Shloimeh writes that the purpose of this of the suda is to be mafarsem the mitzvah. And Sif Beis the Kitzur says, if the father told the kohen that he wants this kohen to be poideh his son from this kohen, he can't back out on that. If he does go and is poideh this child from somewhere else, b'dieved that would work. Everyone agrees that it's effective to go to another kohen. The question is whether it's mutter. That's a sugya in the Gemara. In Sif Gimel, the Kitzur tells us one is not allowed to be poideh his bechar until 30 days have passed. Immediately on the 30th day, the father should be paid to him. So that's on the 31st day of the child's life. We want to do Zerizim Makdim in the mitzvahs. We do it immediately on the 31st day. We can't do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You are allowed to do Paydin HaBen on Chol HaMoed. We are allowed to do the Paydin HaBen during the day. However, if the 31st day has passed, the kid's getting older, or if the 31st day was Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Atainis, then you can do it the night after. And then you don't have to wait till morning to do it by day. We don't want to delay doing this mitzvah. In Sif Dalet, the Kitzur tells us that the procedure is as follows. The father brings the child to the kohen, the bechor, and he tells him that this is a bechor paterechem to a Jewish mother. He gives him the money, or the shove kesef worth five shloim. He gives it to the kohen, and he tells the kohen, there's a dialogue that the kohen and the father have with each other. There's different minhagim, exactly what the lashon is. After saying this, he puts the kohen, the child down in front of the kohen, and the kohen asks, "My boy is today, which do you prefer? You want to give away your child? You want him back for five shloim?" The Rama writes that the father doesn't actually have a choice. He has to be part of his son. But the kohen gives him like a semblance of a choice to be ma'ir the father's love for his son, and to engender an excitement for this pidyon haben. The father answers that he wants his son. Then, while the father is still holding the coins in his hand, before he gives them to the kohen, he says a bracha of asher kedushonu b'matzas v'tzivanu al pidyon haben. He also makes a shehecheyanu, and then immediately gives those coins to the kohen. The kohen takes the money, swings it in his hand over the child's head, and says ze tachaze. And gives the child a beautiful bracha, which signifies that he's accepting this pidyon, and that the child is now poideh, and he won't have to be poideh himself later when he gets older. After that, he puts his hand on the child's head, and the kohen says, Yisimcha Elikim. He gives him a berachas kahanim. He says, Ki'erach yomim moshnei schai, Hashem ishmorach mikol ra. Then they make a bracha on a kohes yayin. If they don't have one, they could use it on some other drink that they normally drink over there. But then the pidyon haben has to be done before washing for the suda, because during the suda, you wouldn't be making a bracha on anything besides for wine. Wine, you make a bracha on, you make agafen even before, after making hamotzi. But if you're not using wine, then make sure that this all happens before washing. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.